קרו הכהן המחת אויסו יאכלנו means the kohen does the avoid he could eat from it. So kohen amachat yoichol is a question like only the kohen does the avoid he could eat from it. Shein amachat ain't yoichol, but a kohen doesn't do the avoid or he cannot eat from it. So Rashi says machat means zorik as adam, the ones that made the zrika. So Morris says uklolu is this a klal for a mishmaro kula, the whole mishmar the yain machatin they do not make the zrika. The yoichlin still the lot eat. In other words, even though a kohen that did not bring the actual korban, that did not make the zrikas adam, still is lot eat from the korban. So Gemara says the yisod is royu lechito kamrinim. He has to be fit to make a chitoy. A kohen that's fit to make a zrika, even though he doesn't make the zrika, he could eat from the bosa. But if he's not fit to make the zrika, that's the yisod of our mishnah. He cannot take from the bosa. He has the right to be chilek to take from the bosa. For the Gemara, is that true? For a cotton, the enero lechit of yoichel, a cotton, a kohen that's a cotton, is not fit to do the avoida, but still he's larit. Rashi says cotton posel the avoida, the nafkele lon meish mizaruch lo deroisam the moron chulin. So comes there's a kohen, a cotton, even though he's posel to do the avoida, still he's larit from the korban. If he's a zocher, he could eat from the korban. If he's a kohen. So Gemara says, Elama Yachlen, what does the word Yachlenu means? Yachalkenu. That means he divides it up. Rashim Hochi Nafkulo Mastisan, Tvoyer Mena Chelik. Means he has to get a Chelik. That means Royal Lechitoi Chelik. Somebody that's fit to do the Avoid, he gets a Chelik of it. But Shainu Royal Lechitoi, if he's not ready to do the Avoid, ain't a Chelik. He doesn't get a Chelik. Sainach Nami Yachayin, a cotton cannot get a Chelik. When they make a chalukah on the korban, they do not give it directly to the kohen. Just the kohen that gets it, he takes it home. And echnami, once he takes it home, and echnami, then the ketanim in his house cross wheat from it. But that we give chalukah to the korban, that only goes to a person that's fit to do the avoida. If he's not fit to do the avoida, he doesn't get a chalik. We can't, the chalukah, we can't give him the chalik. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the other side. Just wait till the tape ends. On the end of this side, then turn over to the other side, we'll start to go weiter. Here we're holding the Tzadik Tef from Aleph. We'll start over again, on the top of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Menohan immediately, how do we know this Yisoid? Again, the Mishnah says that Tful Yom and Mechusik Yipurim, they cannot take a chelik in the Kachim, even though they plan to eat it first at night. So why not? So Gemara says, Omer HaShlokish Tiyom HaKor, the Pasuk says, HaKoyin HaMechat Oisa. The kohen that like makes the zrika, the kohen that brings the korban, yechlenu, that kohen is supposed to eat from the korban. So diki is kohen hamachat the yoichol, shein hamachat ein yoichol. Only the kohen that does the avoid that makes the zrika, he can eat from the korban. But the other kohenim do not make the zrika, they cannot eat from it. So my next question is: this true? Klalu? Is this such a klal like that? For a mishmar kula, we know the whole mishmar. But the kohen do the avoida, but the loch is the yain mechatin. Not every kohen in the mishmar does the avoida. Only one kohen brings the korban, and still the loch is the yoichlin that the whole mishmar is fit to take a fit heat from the kochim. So you see, even though they did not bring the korban, still they're allowed to eat from it. So how could you say a kohen mechata only a kohen that does the avoida could eat from it? It's not true. So Mar says. Roy lechita kamina. What I mean to say is, the kohen has to be fit, has to be roy to do the zrika. A kohen that's fit to do the avoida, he can get a chelik. But a kohen that's not fit, like the Mishnah, Tful Yom, or Mechus Kippurim, they're not fit to do the avoida, so they cannot eat from the korban. For the Gemara, this is true. Harei cotton, the case of a cotton, tiyene roy lechitoi, he is not fit to do the avoida. Rashi says cotton is possibly avoida. And the Nafkum learned the south from the Pasuk of Me'ish Mizarachol Adaroysam Piakol Shechtim. So the Gemara Kulu learns out from the Pasuk that a cotton is not fit to do the Avoida. And still the locher is V'yoichel a cotton's larit from Kachim. As long as he's a zocher, he's larit from the Kachim. So Gemara says Elama Yachlenu. What does the Pasuk mean to say HaKrein HaMechat HaOysi Yachlenu? What does it mean to say we let him eat? It means to say Yechalkenu. a kohen that fit to do the avodah, he's the one that can get a chelik. He can get a portion. They give the portions of the kabonis to them. Now she says, "Zomihochi nafkulon masnisim." But only 2 yom ain't a chelik. Amishu says that 2 yom cannot take a chelik. So from this pasuk we learn he can't take a chelik. And a chenami, a kohen like a kotim that's not fit to do the avodah, he can still eat. But to take a chelik from the korban, he has to be fit to do the avodah. So, roru lechitoy chelik. A kohen that's fit to do the avodah, he could take a chelik. We give him a portion directly from the korban. But shein roru lechitoy, a kohen that's not fit, that's a tful yom or even a kotim, is then a chelik. He does not have a right to take a portion directly from the korban. And a chenami, after the father took the korban, he's allowed to feed it to his son, to the kotim. But we do not give directly a chelik to the kotim. So Gemara still asks, Harei balmum, there's a loch of a kohen that's a balmum, he ain't a royal lechitui, or balmum is possible, he's not allowed to do the avodah, he's not fit to make his rika, and still the din is the chelik, he's allowed to take a portion, he could take a direct portion from the korban. So Gemara answers, like, that's what our Mishnah says. So Gemara answers, balmum, Rachmon Rebiya, there's a special Ribli Akroa that a Balmum is different. That even though he can't do the Avodah, he's allowed to take a Chelik. But the Pasuk says, Kol Zocho B'Kahanim, that L'Rabba is Balmum. That even a Balmum, also he could take a portion, he's allowed to eat from the Korban. For the Gemara of the Yema, why don't I say this Pasuk of Kol Zocho L'Rabba's Tfuyayim, maybe comes to add a Tfuyayim, that Maisi is a Kohen, he will be fit to do the Avodah. Even though now he's Tameh, maybe he's fit to take the Chalukah. Gemara says, no, Mistav is more of a Svarah that Balmum have little Rabuyah. It's more of a Svarah carried on of Balmum that he could take a Chalukah. Why? Shekhen Eichel, because he's fit right now, at least eat from the Korban. He's fit to eat from Kochim. A Balmum has no Psul and Achila. He's only possibly Avodah. Gemara says, Adra, maybe just the opposite. Tful Yom have a little Rabuyeh. His biggest swear to say, a Tful Yom should be able to take a Chalukah from the Korban. Why? Because at night time, when it comes Harash Shemesh, he's Mamash at Kain Tol. He's allowed to do even the Avodah then. So maybe he's more Adif. Mor says, no, the swear is, Hashta Mio Holechazi. By Kopanim right now, he's not fit. He's not fit yet. Therefore, we do not give him a Chalukah. But rather, when the Ribui says of Kol Zoch, it's a svara to give a Balmum and not a Tful Yom that's not fit right now, even teat. Furthermore, says Rav Yosef says like this: Michti, let's see, Ma'yachlenu. What are we saying? Shan the Posik when we start off, Hakoyin Hamachat Oisi Yachlenu. You want to say Yichakenu? I mean to say we only give it to a Kohen that could do the Avodah or Chalukah. He gets a direct portion from the Korban. So for the Gemara, so Lichter Rachmoni Yichalkenu. Why didn't the Pasuk already say the word Yichalkenu? Ma Yachlenu. How can the Pasuk say eating? If it's talking about giving out the portion, why does it say Lashna of Yachlenu? So the Gemara says, if so, Shema Mina, it is the proof that Royal Achilo Chelik. If the Kohen is fit to eat it, then he could take a Chalukah from it. But chain a royal achilo like a tful yom that's not fit to eat the korban right now, ain't a chelik, he can't take a portion of it. Therefore, it's a svar being marba a balmum and not a tful yom. Another Gemara says, Boyer Rishlokas. Rishlokas has a shana like this. What's going to be balmum? The kohen is a balmum, but who tamei is also tamei. Ma'ashiachokoloi. What's the locha? We let us still give him a portion from the korban or not. What's the svar? Kivan Doloi Chozi, since Lemaisa of Balmum is not fit to do the Avodah anyway. And still Rachman or Rabia, the Torah gives a Chiddush of Kol Zocha Bakanin, Larabi's Balmum, that a Balmum could take a portion. If so, maybe this far should be Loishino. Mali Tomei, Mali Balmum, it doesn't make a difference whether he's only a Balmum or if he's even Tomei. Still there's a Ribui. I do maybe know. Royal Achilo Chelik. It has to only be just a plain Balmum that I'll call upon him. He's Roy Teet from the Korban. Even though he's not fit to do the Avodah, but I'll call upon him, he's fit Teet. Therefore, there's a reboot to say he could take the Chalukah, he could take a direct portion from the Korban. But maybe Shein Royal Achilo, of a mum that's tamei, that's not fit to eat right now, maybe the din will be, ein achelik, no, he cannot take a portion. So that was Rosh Lakish Yisharla. Amar Rabbah, and this Rabbah says, Tashma, come and bring your proof. The locher is that Koyin Godel makrivoinin. A Koyin Godel, even though one of his kravim die, that is an oinain, still is allowed to bring the korban. He has the effort to bring the korban. But the locher is Vienna Oichel. He is not allowed to eat from the korban right now when he's an oinain. And who adin Vienna Cholik, Lechol Erev. We do not give him a portion even to be able to eat for the night time. Why not? Shmamin, it's a proof here that Royal Achilu Binan, that even though the Kohen Gadol is fit to do the Avodah, but since he's not fit to eat right now, Lemaisa, we cannot give him a chelik. Ishmaminah, see, there should be a proof also for Baal Mum. The Baal Mum is less than this. A Baal Mum can't even do the Avodah. So the only reason why we give him a chelik is because he's fit to eat. Mashenken, if he's not fit to eat, we do not give him a chelik. Can't be better than a Kohen Gadol that he could do the Avodah, but still, since Lemaisa, he can't eat right now, we do not give him a chelik. So you see, the Ikka Chaluk is only totally if somebody that could take a poor, that could eat right now. Therefore, since this Baal Mum, if he's a Tomei, he can't eat right now, Pshita does not get a chelik. The other Gemara says, Boy Rav Oishia. Rav Oishia has a question like this. Tomei, the Karbonis Tzibor, Mal Shechokoloi. Let's say a Kohen that was Tomei brought a Korban Tzibor. We know a Korban Tzibor is brought for Tumah. So what's the locha? Mi Arminu, do I say? Ha Mechata Merachmona. V'hai Nama Mechata Hu. L'maisa, this Kohen, even though he's Tomei, he brought this Korban. He made this Rika. So since he made this Rika, maybe he's allowed to take a portion, at least eat it at night time. I do maybe know. Royu L'achilo Chaylik. Only if he's fit to eat right now, then we give him a portion. But Shein Royal Achila, since right now this Kohen that's Tamei, even though he did the Avodah, but he's not fit to eat any kashrim right now, therefore maybe Ein Achilik, he has no right to take a direct portion from the Korban. So that was a Rashi Yishayla. So again, Omar Ravina, Ravina says, I'll bring you the same proof. Tarshima coming here. It says clearly, Kohen Gadol, Makriv Einein, or Kohen Gadol could bring a Korban, when he's an oinain, he's fit to do the avodah, but still, v'yena oichel, he's not allowed to eat korbanos. He can't eat kashrim right now, and therefore the din is v'yena chelik lechol erev. He has no right to take a portion right now or teeter at night time. So shmamina, what do we see from this kohen gadol that the yisoid is royal achila bina shmamina? The only person that could take a chelik from a korban. So we have a right when the Kohanim divide up the korban and give out the meat. Who do we have a right to give the meat to directly? Only to a Kohen that has a right to eat kachim. But a Kohen that's Tomei, that has no right to eat kachim, he has no right to take a chaluka. Now it says in the Mishnah, Oinein Nogeya, that an Oinein, he's allowed to touch kachim, but Veinemak, we just know how to bring it. That's the idea of the Mishnah again, that Oinein is Nogeya, Veinemakruf. The Gemara says, Oinein, a Kohen, a regular Kohen that's an Oinein, one of his Mishpacha died, that he has to take care of the Kfura. So you want to tell me, Nogeya, that he's allowed to touch Kachim, in other words, he's not Tomei. The Gemara says, Ramino, I have a question on this. It says, Oinein, O Mechusa Kippurim, Tzricha Tfilu LaKodesh. A Kohen that's an Oinein, or else he's a Mechusa Kippurim, he has to go to the Mikvah before he keep Kachim. So who you see, that it's full yom is called Tomei. So how could our Mishnah say that the Oinein is Tomei? So how could our Mishnah say that the Oinein is allowed to touch Kachim? So Rav Ami says, Rav Yechanon Lekash, there is no stira. Kan b'shetovol, kan b'shletovol. That our Mishnah is talking about after he went to the mikvah. If the Kohen went to the mikvah, then he's allowed to touch Kachim. For the Gemara, so what? V'chitovol mayhevei. The Maisa, the Kippur didn't take place yet, so the Aninus should still come upon him. What about if he went to the Mikvah? The Maisa is still learning right now. So what is the Tefillah is going to help? So our answer is, the proof of the question, that Yomar Rabba Bar Rav Huna, Oinein Shetovol, Aninusoi Chazeres Alov, even though the Oinin went to the mikvah, so what? His Aninus comes back upon him. To see the Aninus is Chazer. If so, what Shana Mishnah? Our Mishnah says an Oinin is Lara Tots Kotchim. Why is Lara Tots Kotchim? Suppose I'll tell you no Kasha, no Kasha. Hor the Asich Daitei, Hor the Loyasich Daitei. I tell you, one is where he's Messiah Das, and one is where he was not Messiah Das. Rashi says, Vidyasir Daita means Mishmiras Gufein, where he took away his moin from watching his guf. So therefore, you know, since he's Osfet, he'd catch him anyway that day, so therefore he's Messiah Das. So therefore we say he has to be Tevil. But our Mishnah is talking about that the Oinen was not Messiah Das. He did not take away his moin from watching himself not to become Tomei. So even though the din is an Oinen cannot do the Avoido, but if he watches himself, he does not become Tomei. So there's the question, Hesech Adas, Shlish Yishvi Boi, if the Pshat is, he's Messiah Das, his Breisah, that he did not watch himself, so then we have to be afraid that he touched the mace, and then to become Tor, Olavtav Azor, Shlishi and Shvi, and here it's Mash Moli Azu, just go to the Mikvah. So you can't say he was Messiah Das. So my answer is, the part of the question, the Yom Reb Yustoyin B'Rebi Mosin, the Yom Reb Yechanan, in the name of Reb Yechanan, Hester Chadas, if a Kohen was Messiah Das, stopped watching himself, not from becoming Tomei, the din is Torah Hazor, Shlish Yushvi, he has to make Hazor on the third and seventh day. So, here the Brisa says he has to go to the Mikvah, and that's all. It can't be there was Messiah Das. So if it's not Messiah Das, what's Shana Mishnah? What does Amishnah say? It's a lot of tough kachim. So the more answer is like this. Lekash, no, there's still no question. I tell you, how the Yasser Daitei Mitome Meitz? How the Yasser Daitei Mitome Sheretz? Elechnami, if his Messiah Das not to watch himself from even becoming Tomei Meitz, then true, he has to have Azor, Shlishi and Shri. But here's what the Brisa says, all he has to do is just go to the Mikvah, it means, he had a shmir, he watched himself not to touch a mace. Just with Messiah Das, not to touch a sheretz. From Tumah sheretz, he didn't watch himself. So therefore, we have to be afraid, maybe he touched a sheretz, and therefore it's enough just to go to the mikvah. For the Gemara, Tumah sheretz, Tumah mi'al yehevei, Herash shemesh boi. So it's a question then, if we're afraid he really touched a sheretz, then he's Tomei until Harash Shemesh. Going to the mikvah alone will not be enough. He still has to wait till Harash Shemesh. V'yoi, afilu tshuman ami. If with Messiah Das, not to touch the sheretz, so then he should be Tomei, even to tshuman also. He should have to have tefillah for eating tshuman. And here we learn, no, you only need a tefillah l'kodesh, and not for tshuman. And Amr Rabbi Yirmiyah, so Rabbi Yirmiyah answers like this, V'yoi, the case is talking about, Nishmati midover hatamani, le nishmati midover apaslani. I watched myself not to touch something that would make me tummy. And echinami, I did not touch a sheretz. I did not touch anything that would make me tummy. But I did not watch myself from something that would puzzle me that I would not be able to eat kachim. In other words, a tumad rabbonin that would make that I would not be able to eat kachim. As Rashi says, lachilas kachim mid rabbonin. Something only passing with Rabbonin, and I would not have to have Harash Shemesh. So therefore, and the chaim to negab b'truma. When the person said neshmati midav apaslani b'truma, I watch myself from these things. Says so. That's why it's kudus brayz here. That all he has to do is just go to the mikvah, because he's only talking with Rabbonin. So in those things, the mikvah would help. Rechnami al mishnah means the person watch himself completely. Therefore, he's allowed to touch him. Notice the question, O Miyikun at Yerusalem Palgo, is there such a thing that a person watches himself for only for half, for certain things, not for the other things? Someone says, in yes, the Otani will learn this, I'll bring you proof, Otani will learn. Or there you have Sala Roshoi, if let's say the basket is thrown on top of his head, or there you have Sala Roshoi, O Magrei for the Seichoi, he has a hammer inside the basket.